It's 8:45 and time for our garden chat as we greet Morne Fellhammer. Good morning, Morne.
A very good morning to you from this weather in Cape Town, it just doesn't seem to want to make up its mind. Is that why we call it the Mother City? Okay. So this morning we're going to be talking about one of my favorite, all-time favorite summertime plants, and that is hydrangeas. So hydrangeas, we all commonly know as well as Christmas flowers or Christmas rose in Afrikaans. They are really a splash of color all through summer and into late summer, early autumn. They can also be flowering. And hydrangeas, just as an indication, originally come from Asia and North America. There are about 70 species worldwide of hydrangeas. And if we look at the botanical name, hydrangea, it comes from hydro, the Greek for water, which gives you an indication that it is also a water-loving plant. It likes to be in moist soil, preferably planted in a shady or a semi-shaded position in your garden. And Cape Town, obviously, if you can protect it from the southeaster, it would be a good idea, because having large leaves, hydrangeas are prone to moisture loss through their leaves if the wind is blowing and howling, especially during the hotter times of the months. But obviously, the great thing about hydrangeas is that they give us this absolute abundance of flower color during the summer months, and that is fantastic. I think if we take into consideration, hydrangeas come into a wide range of colors. We're very lucky, so you can color coordinate just about everything. We have pinks, we have reds, we have the blue, and then we have the white hydrangeas. Now, many years ago, we would chat about hydrangeas, and one of the top of the list of things to do is you would be able to manipulate the color of a hydrangea based on the acidity of the soil. So if your soil was more acidic, or you added something like ammonium sulfate to your soil, you would get blue hydrangeas. And then if the soil was more on the alkaline side, the hydrangea would change to pink. However, over the years with breeding, what has happened, we now have hydrangeas which are true to color. So you can pretty much jump up and down and do anything. They will stick to their flower color and they will not change. So if you have the older types, or you've got an older garden which has got older varieties, they can be manipulated by the acidity of the soil to change color. But newer varieties are, as I said, true to color. Sometimes you might find that hydrangeas are referred to as hortensias. It's a name that is commonly used in Europe. It's actually the French and Spanish name for hydrangea is hortensia. And it comes from the French hortensia, which means gardener. So that's where they picked up on the name. And so sometimes if you find in literature somebody talking about hortensia, which is also commonly referred to some of the big-leafed hydrangeas, then you know it's exactly just about the same thing. And talking about new hybrids and new varieties, last year for the first time in South Africa, there was a release of a new hydrangea called Runaway Bride. Beautiful white hydrangea. And what makes this hydrangea really special is, first of all, I think it was in 2018, it actually won the plant of the year at the Chelsea Flower Show. And what it does is it gets flowers on every leaf split, instead of just on the end of its flower spike, which makes it really, really abundantly flowering during its flower season. It has a completely different growth habit to what you might normally know. Your hydrangea macrophylla has good big ball flowers. Hydrangea Runaway Bride is what we call a garland hydrangea, so it has more of a weeping habit. So look out for that if you go out to your garden center. This is now only the second season that's available. Specifically, I don't even think it's available in the rest of the country. I only think it's available in Cape Town, which makes it quite special at this stage. And I know that brides love having white hydrangeas as a backdrop in their wedding photos in gardens. Maybe it's because they just disappear with their white white wedding dresses. Just remember, as I said, feeding for hydrangeas always very important. They are heavy feeders, and they really enjoy a well balanced type of plant nutrition. Because their leaves are so large, they require high levels of nitrogen, and it's important to also give them potassium. So if you're looking at something, just look at a fertilizer which has high nitrogen and high potassium. Once again, 315 type of formulation is always the best. I mention it often because I really do believe in that type of formulation for most flowering plants. And water. Give them deep watering. The amount of times that you water a week depends entirely on your type of soil condition. But if you've got a nice loamy soil, once or twice a week, but nice, thorough, deep watering so that you're encouraging deep root systems on this plant. So pruning, it will only happen next year in April or May. We prune them during the winter months and they go into their dormancy. The nice thing about hydrangeas is that the colder the winter, the better the bud set and the better the flowers the next year. So based on this past year that we've just had with a relatively cold winter, we should have good flower formation on hydrangeas. It should be a fantastic hydrangea flowering season. And then just remember, deadhead. In other words, take off the spent flowers, which will also encourage new buds during the flowering season of the hydrangeas. And lastly, don't forget there's also some varieties on the market called Endless Summer, which will give you a much longer flowering period well into autumn. So lots to think about, lots to do, and certainly enjoy hydrangeas in your garden.